All right, so what a game.
Oh, shoot.
You know, we knew it was going to be that way, and let's kind of break this thing down because, first off, your guys sprint out to a 12-0 lead. I mean, just everything you were shooting was going in the hole, and then the team just got wind of cold, and we won the second quarter started, and then things kind of switched.
Foul trouble.
Yeah.
That group that was in there at 12-0 didn't get to play again until second half.
Yeah.
And that's just part of it. I mean, I'm not saying anything either way. We just got in foul trouble, and, you know, the same shots we were getting, nothing changed. I mean, we just made them early and didn't make them, and then made them again at the end.
Made them at the end. So, credit to the Alton Comets. They didn't get their heads down. They battled back and actually took a 5-point lead in this game. What are you thinking at that point?
I can't really say what I'm thinking. They're good. I mean, they are, and, you know, our kids, you know, that shot that won it at the end won it, but the two that Landry made and a couple plays that Jordan made in there, the rebound we got down here on this end that Keaton went and got, I mean, there's just a lot of little things in there that may go unnoticed. But.
Well, and make for a great high school basketball game. I mean, this was really a great high school basketball game.
Pretty clean. I mean, there wasn't a lot of turnovers. I mean, both groups playing hard. They went through stretches where they made shots. We went through stretches where we did and didn't. And, no, that's a heck of a game.
I thought the defensive efforts on both sides was really good.
Yeah, those kids play hard, man. I mean, when you get that group together, and there's chances we'll see each other again, and that's probably the way it ought to be, but I'm not really looking forward to that.
All right, so 39-37, Thayer Bobcats with the win here tonight. So you go to face Dora in the championship on Monday night. I know you know those kids awfully well, and they're just a great basketball team. What will the Bobcats have to do to win that one on Monday?
You know, and I think that's number one. You play a game like this, and the trophy or the award is you get to play Dora.
Yeah.
But. Oh, there's just a lot of things they'll have to do right. I mean, they're ultra talented and got some guys obviously that can really make plays and great play and a really, really great player. But the thing about it is, like I told our kids, that I never wanted to play them so bad in my life before this thing started. So I mean, and that's just what we're going to come do, and we're going to give them our best effort. And if it's good enough, it'll be good enough. If it's not, it's not.
You know, big thing about Dora is the fact that they like to turn you over. They like to go shoot free throws. So I guess taking care of the basketball will be the number one priority going into that game.
Yeah, you go into that thing and you're talking about no live ball turnovers. And you know what I mean? If you're going to turn it over, I'd rather you throw it in the upper deck and make somebody, you know what I'm saying, bring
it
in.
Sure, sure.
Haney's such a load. They're just so athletic, and they cause a lot of issues, and they play hard. And I'm just glad for us to be as young as we are to be in the spot to get to play them. I mean, that's you get better in those situations.
Sure, and we've talked about during this, as the season's gone on, it seems like your kids are starting to get the football out of them now, and they're starting to play basketball. And early on, it would seem like they were football players playing basketball. Now they're starting to look like basketball players playing basketball.
Yeah, and that's just a process. And when you lose the guys we lost and had to basically start over with, you know, what a lot of teams would be playing as their JV guys, and we're competing against everybody out here with guys that, you know, but we don't treat them like sophomores.
Sure.
And I know sometimes I overlook that too, because people say, well, coach, they're just sophomores. But to me, they're players, and when it's time to play, it's time to play.
I know as a dad, a kid who played sports and basketball, you know, you dream of your kid hitting a shot at the buzzer to win a big game, and now here you are, head coach, and your son hits a shot at the buzzer to win a game. That's got to be just a great moment for you.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was, and he's kind of got a knack. I hope he continues to do that, of just making a play when you kind of need a play. But the guy that got him the ball, that was a great pass. And took them all, man.
Took them all. Certainly did. Thayer Bobcats, three players scoring double figures. They only had one other player score, and that was Haven, who just had one. Bobcats win it tonight. 39-37 is the final. Thank you, Coach Matt Pitts. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Monday night.